Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, United States residents and our global attendees on this internet radio broadcast. Welcome again to Bible, Basic Instruction for Leaving Earth. This broadcast is the Gospel of Christ broadcast presented by the Church of Christ and sponsored by the Arian Luke Congregation of the Church of Christ, Houston, USA. The minister, Brother Lewis Parker IV, is also one of the attendees and ministers on our calendar discussion each night. And we just want to thank the Arian Luke Congregation for the love and the foresight to provide this program and to provide this vision for faithful gospel preach the gospel of Christ to people all over the world. Right. And the hope that somebody is going to ask the question and respond to the answer. And the question is, what shall I do? The answer is, you must obey the gospel of Christ. You must be born of the water and the Spirit. You must be baptized for the remission of your sins, so that the Lord himself will add you to the spiritual family of God, the saved, the saints. And so we just want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, we're glad to be here.
Amen.
Also on our speaking panel tonight, Brother Lewis Parker Jr., who is the father of Brother Parker of the Karen Luke Church. Brother Lewis Parker is a minister and teacher from the Field Street Church of Christ out of Dickinson, Texas.
We also have
Brown, our moderator, out of the Westward Congregation of the Church of Christ.
Texas City.
So if we teach the
Amen.
Don't accept it. The Apostle John wrote, John 9, he said, if any man come unto you and bring not the gospel, don't deceive him into your house. That is, don't accept what he's saying, and don't bid him Godspeed. Don't even wish him well.
Amen.
The doctrine of Christ is the gospel of Christ that saves us from sin and eternal damnation.
Amen.
You must be born again. How is that, Brother William? Born of the water and the Spirit. Born, our soul, our spirit man, but born from the spiritual dead.
Because amen.
We are spiritually dead before our soul is contacted through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Where one can go into the death of Christ, where he shed his blood, and his soul be cleansed from sin by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. First Peter chapter 1, verse 22. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 14 through 18. It's the precious blood of Jesus Christ. That's how we are redeemed from sin. We have to be born again. Why? Because man died. He has died in sin. And the only thing
Amen.
Is, the only way he can be revived is by the power of God through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, the shedding of his blood on the cross.
Amen.
For all of you tonight, come in, join us. As always, we invite you to ask any questions about what we teach at any time that you desire to do so. If you are already on this call on the telephone and you desire to ask a question or to question anything we are teaching, we only request that you push number one on your telephone keypad and our moderator, Brother Brown, will put you into this call where you can ask your question or make your statement. If you're
Amen.
Listening to the podcast on the internet, you need to get on your phone and dial 347-850-856. And once you're into the call, push number one. Brother Brown will allow you to speak for questions or comments open. We are thankful to
Amen.
God for having given us life and breath and health and all things, and that we have this opportunity to preach the word of
Amen.
God. Brethren, my brothers on the panel, preach the gospel, brothers. Preach the word. Let the people
Amen.
Know you got to save souls by the word of God. See, we don't have power. God is power. God is word. And the word is
Man.
That's where the power is. Power is not in us, but it is in Christ who lives and dwells in us by the Spirit. Want Christ dwelling in your life tonight? That's the invitation. Find an opportunity. Worship the Church of Christ in your community, in your city, in your country, in your area, and request
Amen.
God to be like the Ethiopian. See, I see some water. What is hindering me from being baptized? Oh, you Ethiopian, recognize it's time to get baptized. What is Philip
preaching?
Philip preached Christ. We can't preach Christ without preaching water baptism for the removal of your sins. That's the Bible.
Yes.
Verse 15 and 16. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 and 20. That's the New Testament will of God.
Amen.
Obey the truth, they'll be saved. As Jesus says in John 8:32, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth will make you free when you obey it. Can't just
Amen.
Hear it and reject it and ignore it and expect God to sanctify your soul and save you. You must obey the truth. We must know it by the experience of obedience, faith.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we go on with our program tonight, we're going to take a pause right now. We're going to go to our Heavenly Father. Prayer, thank you. After
Amen.
Broadcast over to our fellow ministers. Let us pray. God, our Heavenly Father, once again, you have enabled us by the power of your might. By our
faith,
that we are engaging in a worldwide community to share and spread and to preach your gospel to men and women all over the world. We are so thankful
Amen.
For this day and this age in which we can sit in our homes, sit in our cities and in our communities and in our own country, yet we can speak to people all over the world. Thank God for the foresight of the Darren Luke congregation and who have saw fit to sponsor and to pay for this broadcast. We pray, dear God, that as we speak truth, but everlasting truth will come from the word of faith and truth that we pray, Heavenly Father, for our ministers tonight. God, may we preach from a heart of conviction. Accordingly, as we have studied your word, that we may properly teach the gospel we all those images you got to study to show yourself approved, a work that needs not to be ashamed, rightly divided the word of truth. We want to be approved.
Amen.
Short tonight, dear God. So we're going to do what you want us to do. We're going to say what you want us to say. We're going
Amen.
Just to go. We're in all the world and preach the gospel to everybody. Heavenly Father,
Amen.
This ministry continue to be with us and forgive us of our sins and our shortcomings, dear God. May our preaching and our efforts tonight be accepted. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, I now turn the broadcast over to Brother Louis Parker Jr. And to Brother James Johnson, who will come to you and bring a message of the gospel and the truth of God. For your hearing. God bless you, Brother Parker.
Amen. Amen. You know, the Bible, the instructions that are in the Bible, especially in this nation now, we are breaking down. It doesn't even matter. Our supreme authority, as I say all the time, have declared that a man has a right to marry a man and a woman, a woman. Now, you know that this country is headed for destruction. Have called God the Father a lie. See, God created the man first in the book of Genesis. And there was nothing on earth that was compatible with the man. And so he created the woman, took a rib out of Adam, and created a woman from the dust of the ground. And God created the woman for a man. Now, we as a bunch of holistic people in America, our leadership has destroyed this country by declaring that God is a lie. And I want them to know, and we members of the body of Christ and the preachers of the word need to say that, listen, God against this holistic faith that's going on now. A man has a right to marry a man and a woman a woman. What can they do? What can they procreate, humanized? Can I do it? It's just a bunch of foolishness that is going to destroy this nation. Our supreme authority over America declares that God is a lie. A man has a right to marry a man and a woman a woman. Now, if two men get together, I don't know nothing they can make but probably some manure. That's about the only thing they could do is bring some manure. That's all. You know, one of the gay guys told me years ago that he had to stop it. This young gay guy tried to get him to be gay too, and he had to stop it because if they were having their so-called sex in their bottom part of the rectum, all he did was just run off with bowel movement. Amen? And so we're wondering what in the world is going on now that our supreme authority declared that a man has a right to marry a man and a woman a woman. Now, right now, this thing is not in critical condition now. But we as gospel preachers need to preach against it right now because we're going to be the new Sodom and Gomorrah. And what they're going to do is they may just have us put in prison for preaching like we're preaching now. So we need to keep preaching it now and pray. And God will make a change. Amen. God will recognize it and make a change like you've never seen before. America is on the way to destruction. All because of the leadership here. Our supreme authority called God a straight-up lie. Amen? If they would have declared that that was not right, because we call ourselves one nation under who? Under God. Amen? Supposed to be indivisible with liberty and justice for all. We're not indivisible anymore. Amen. Satan has become the leader of America. We are one nation under hell with Satan. Amen. And our enemies are laughing at us. They see that we are going to fall and be destroyed, and they're just so happy. They don't know what to do. We fought wars in time past under the authority of God to defend this nation. Because this nation was one nation under God. And we had to fight because the enemy was attacking us and doing things. But now we're destroying ourselves because our supreme authority declared that God is a lie. And that's a dirty shame. We're no longer one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We are one nation under hell, amen, with hellacious thoughts and hellacious lies, going to go to hell. But those of us who will continue to preach the word of God, live the word of God, God has always taken care of his own, amen. We need to read the Bible, read what God did in the Old Testament for his people. And he's doing the same thing right now for those of us that are members of the body of Christ and living the life that Jesus died for us to live. Amen. Walk in the footsteps of Jesus. Do right. Be right. Live right. Amen. And don't embrace all this hell going on here now. Our supreme authority on earth here in America said that a man has the right to marry a man and a woman. The right to marry a woman. What in hell is it that this country wants? Total destruction. We used to sing proudly, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen. Under God, with liberty and justice for all. And the way we did that, because they followed some of the basic instructions of the Bible. Amen. Men made their own churches in many times, but they were following the basic instructions out of the Bible. They had taken the Bible over by putting the churches in their authority. But nevertheless, they call themselves worshiping God. They embrace things in the Bible. Amen. But now it is totally outrageous here in America. Even the Supreme Court said, God, you a lie. A man can marry a man and a woman can marry a woman. Now, I want to know, have they proven that? Amen? Hooray! The Supreme Court said, show us a child that two men brought into the world when they marry each other. Show us a child that two men brought in the world. Show us a child that two women that married each other brought a child into the world. That's not going to happen. That will never happen if it's just the two men that have married each other and are with each other and not breaking their vows with each other. When are they going to have a baby? How are they going to have a baby? Hooray! We have become very holistic. Two women marrying each other. How are you going to have a baby? Can another woman make another woman pregnant? Huh?
No way.
Well, we see that's not going to happen. So we're calling God a lie. Amen. He created the woman for the man and the man for the woman. Amen. Read Genesis chapter 1 about Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, not Eve and Shirley. No. Amen. A man and a woman. Amen. And if you know that, then you know that. He told Adam and Eve to be fruitful, multiply the earth, replenish it, and subdue it. Amen. And that's what a man and a woman should marry each other. That's how you replenish the world and subdue it. He wants us to all be Christians. And look at that. You know, you got all kinds of churches out here that some man decided to have him one. He's the head of it for the money's sake. And got the people going to hell by the thousands in this country. Amen? Because the Bible, the church that they have is not in the Bible. Those of you that are listening tonight, read the Bible. Read the New Testament. You don't find but one church in the whole Bible. Amen? And that's the one for this age where Christ died for. Amen? Hung on the cross. Amen? Now, how did he get these many names? Satan decided that he wanted to have him some churches here too. And so he's made him some churches and headquarters is on earth. So when you die, I guess they can ship your body to the headquarters over there because you're not going to heaven. Amen? You've got to be in the one true church that's in the Bible. Live right. Die right. And heaven will be your home. Amen? And you live the most blessed life you could have ever lived on planet earth. Amen. Amen. And that's what we're trying to preach tonight, the gospel. There's not but one church in the New Testament Bible that all men must become a member if they want to go to heaven. Now, there are a lot of people don't care nothing about heaven or hell. They just want to have them a good time and do anything that they want to do here on earth. And can't nobody tell them nothing. Amen. You better not tell them nothing. You tell them there's one church in the Bible, they may curse you out. Amen. You can't tell these people now in America about two words of nothing because they believe in what? But being a hellion, right? Live any kind of way they want to live and everything else and do all the sins that's mentioned in the Bible. And now we in America, a man has a right to marry a man, and a woman has the right to marry a man. Ooh-ray! This nation is hell-bound, amen? And those of us that are members of the church, we got to go through this. We've got to do, just like Israel had to do years ago in the Old Testament. They had to go through a lot of hell in nations that we embrace in sin and trying to make everybody do it. America now said, a man has a right to marry a man and a woman the right to marry a woman. You know, that's kind of stupid. That's kind of stupid. That's really crazy. Amen? You're going to call God a lie like that. God created the woman for the man. Amen. And he told them to be fruitful, multiply the earth, replenish it, and subdue it. Now, what can two men together do? Amen. All they can do is two men is just like the gays told me one time that he and his man was having sex and he just crapped all over the bed and floors and stuff. Amen. So I said myself, and I preached that sermon, that was their reproduction. Is they were reproducing manure. Amen. That's all you can just about do. Like that. Amen. God said, look, he created the woman for the man, Genesis, in the book of Genesis. Amen. And if you think that a man can marry a man and a woman can marry a woman, go to Genesis chapter 1, start reading from there. You ain't got to read very far. Amen. God created the woman for the man. And you got two men up in here creating all this realistic stuff in America, amen? And it's a strange thing about the men, amen? A gay guy told me once years back when it first started out, he said, look, it's something that happens to us if we have sex in our rectum deep enough, we lose that, we get that switch in us. And they say, get that feeling in them that they want to do it some more. They say you get just crazy. Amen. And then they start wearing dresses and everything else because that itch is in them. Amen. And they want another man. Amen. That's a bunch of foolishness. And that's why it's like it is. We're becoming the new Sodom and Gomorrah in America now. Before too long, it's going to be tough for us to walk the streets as 100% man. And 100% lady, it's going to be tough to be even out there going shopping or anywhere else. It's going to be tough because they're going to start raping and everything else. Amen. We saw that happen. We have now become the new Sodom and Gomorrah in America. Amen. And that's going to be sinfully wrong. And we can see it coming. Amen. You just wait till these seeds start, these homosexuals and things start multiplying in America. Amen. With that multiplication, they're going to turn this into the new Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, I want to see what the Supreme Court wants to say about that. We call ourselves one nation under who? God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. But we're one nation under whom? God. Amen. Now we're one nation under hell if we don't repent. Amen. And our supreme authority have to make some decisions now. We are supposed to be one nation under God. Amen. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all through the Bible. We know we got all kinds of churches around here, but they all didn't want to bring all this homosexuality in here. Amen. You know, they've made their own churches. There's just one church in the Bible. That's the one Christ died for, the Church of Christ. Now, you got all these hundreds of churches in America, but they're all based on the Bible. Amen? Many of them do not want to embrace homosexuality or men marrying men and women marrying women. Amen? And they need to speak up. The gays are multiplying like crazy up in America. And our enemies are laughing at us. The people who've been wanting to destroy this nation, now they happy as they want to be because they know our days are numbered. I talked to a boy from India some years back. I told you this once before. And he said, you all doing the same thing that we were doing over there. And we fail as a great nation. Amen. We're a great nation, but we're going to fall because of the most wicked sin you could ever deal with on planet Earth. Man telling God he's a liar. A man can marry a man, and a woman can marry a woman. Telling God he's a liar. And then creating a law that's right for you to do. We're hellbound. Amen. And we read the Bible, we find out to be believers of God. And then as the Christian nation came into visibility in the Bible, we find out that if we just walk in the footsteps of Jesus, God takes care of his own. Don't start embracing that foolishness. Amen? And being a minister, you know, you might have to go and get a job as a minister. Amen, because the church is going to thin out when people get to raising all that hell in the country. They're looking for somebody to make them really feel good. You can be gay, lesbian, as long as they got that good music in there and all that beating and all that singing, that Sunday morning nightclub up in there, and they feel good like they're going to heaven and everything. Amen. And them preachers going to do it because they want to make that money. You know, you can be a millionaire if you're telling a good lie and stuff and got a good a music, a nightclub, a band in there on Sunday morning, making them feel good and pass that plate two or three times, four or five times. Amen. Because you're in it for the money. Amen. So we need to know that the Church of Christ now got to take a stand in the midst of all this hell going on in this country. Man, as our supreme authority said, look, it's all right. You know, whatever you want to do. A woman can be your preacher, a man can be your preacher, or whatever you want to do. Now it's wide open for Satan. Satan has met his exaltation in this country. Amen. We used to proudly say, one nation under whom? God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. Amen. And now we're one nation under hell. Amen. With hellacious people in it. Amen. Everybody trying to struggle to get to hell. Amen. Because we can do what we want to do. Amen. 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 We need to keep preaching this gospel now. Times are going to get even much worse than it is now. And we've got to preach the word. You heard what Paul told us in 2 Timothy 4? He said, preach the word. Be ready to preach it in season, out of season. He said, reprove them in season, out of season. Rebuke them in season, out of season. Amen. And exhort them in season and out of season. Right now, in the churches of Christ, you don't know who's who. Amen. Amen. You got some wicked people in there, too. You got some gays in there. You got some very sinful people in there now, and they are trying to make you their minister, and you got to do what they say do because they are handling the money, amen, and they can get a group of people that's going to vote with them against you or for you. They will kick you out of that church if you're up in there preaching too much strong gospel, amen. They don't want it anymore. For the time, Paul said, will come, 2 Timothy 4. That they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, their lustful desires, they'll heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their hearts from the truth and be turned unto fables of lies. And that's all they want to hear, some good lies. Feel good message. Feel good. You don't have to say in the Bible. Just say a verse or two and then twist it up wrong and everything and make them feel good. And you know something? We can't have mechanical instruments of music in the church that's in the Bible. Amen? Yes. He said Ephesians 5:19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spirits of soul, singing, making melody in your hearts unto the Lord. Not on the pianos, organs, and the beat on the drums. Amen? Now that's the Sunday morning nightclub. Amen? A lot of folks that used to go to clubs, get baptized and everything, they at first they would go in those churches where they can have not only leave the Saturday night nightclub, but they can come into the Sunday morning nightclub. Amen. And them so-called preachers in there calling themselves reverend, only mentioned one time in the whole Bible, Psalms 111 verse 9. Amen. Holy and reverend is his name. Verse 1 tells you, is God. Psalms 111 and verse 9. Amen. Yeah. Verse 1 called him God, and he's holy and reverend. Not some man standing up in the pulpit talking about he's reverend, so and so. You reverend going to hell is what you're going to do. Amen. Because reverend is God's name, not a man's name. So if you want to go ahead and call yourself anything you want to call him. But those of us that are members of the body of Christ, we know that he's just a minister. Amen? And the Church of Christ is the only church in the Bible. And we do not called our minister reverend. Amen. It's mentioned one time in the Bible, Psalms 111 and verse 9. Amen. Read it. Bible told us to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, but one that can rightly divide or handle the word of truth. Amen. A lot of these so-called priests out there call themselves reverend. And yeah. People are going to the church by the thousands. Amen. Sitting up there, and he's filling his pocket full of money. Amen. I know one that makes over $52 million a year. Right. Which you didn't tell him. Amen. The love of money, the Bible says, is the root of all kinds of evil.
Oh,
amen. The love of it. Amen. I tell you, it's a lot of men. Young guys come out of the prison and go and start them a church. I met one when I was over in 31. He came right out of prison. I've never been a member of the Church of Christ or nothing. He went out there when he came out of prison, and he got him a man that he knew, old house on his property, and he started him a church. In about a couple of years, he had blown up. Amen. Had about 100 and some 200 people over there, building everything, come straight out the prison and started in a man's little house, and he kind of fixed it up a little bit himself, amen, to make it decent looking, amen. And then he has grown and blown up, amen. That's why a lot of the men want to be preachers, for the money. And then some want the money and the honeys in there, the girls in there, amen. It is totally pathetic, amen. One church in the Bible. But men have set up their own churches under their own headquarters. The headquarters for the church that's in the Bible is in heaven. Jesus came down here and shed his blood for this church. Amen. Went back to heaven. And he set the instructions for us to leave earth and live the best life you could have ever lived on planet earth, die, and then go where? To heaven with him. Amen. A lot of these churches that men set up there are hell-bound because there's no such thing in the Bible where some man on earth created the church that's in the Bible. Christ lived that, amen, and it's called the Church of Christ. And you know what all means is a conjunction, church from Christ, amen. He died and shed his blood on Calvary that we all might have a right to the tree of life. And the basic instructions is the Bible. The New Testament Bible basically tells us what we all must do on planet Earth. We're going to go to heaven. We got to hear his word. Acts chapter 15 and verse 7. Believe it. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Repent of your sins. Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. Confess Christ to be the Son of God. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32. And then be buried in the water, a grave of baptism for the remission of your sins. Then walk in the footsteps of Jesus. Follow the basic instructions. And that's the only church. When you do those five steps, you become a member of the Church of Christ. Of is a coordinating conductor, the church from Christ. Amen. And we have directions in the New Testament. You can only find one church in the New Testament of the King James Bible. I'm going to say King James Bible because there's some other written out here that some man did to guide you to his so-called church. But read the King James Version. Amen. One church in there, and that was the first Bible on planet Earth. A whole lot of messes out here now by some other man so that he can do that little hustle on you. You know, the church is a good hustle for some men. They become millionaires. Amen? Because they call it their church, and they set it up and got some people behind them and wrote them some booklets and everything else that against the Bible. They become their church. There's not but one church in the King James Version of the Bible. The only, the first Bible ever on planet Earth gave us one. That's what Jesus came down here for. Do you think Jesus is going to let you change the reason he came down here? A lot of people got a lot of lies out there. Satan is putting out a whole bunch of lies. But the King James Version is going to be here on planet Earth forever. Amen. And you need to go get the one, read it, and follow the basic instructions. Amen. Bible. Basic instructions before leaving earth. Because if you leave here and not a member of the body of Christ, the church that Christ built, you're on the way to hell. Amen. You're embracing hell all the time. Just remember these things and study. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, but one that can rightly divide the word of truth. Get in the Bible. Study it. Obey the gospel. You're going to hear the gospel here tonight out of Brother John's, Brother William, and myself. You've heard it. I just set it up and established that you know there's only one church in the Bible. No mechanical instruments of music in that church that's in the Bible. Ephesians 5:19 commanded you to speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart or your mind unto the Lord. Get them guitars and bones and everything else out of there. Get that, you know, some pianos and organs and all that kind of food. You got a Sunday morning nightclub going on with all that music in there. And that's why a lot of people come to church. A lot of them guys being stayed out there with until after 2 o'clock after the nightclubs closed, and then they go to the hotel motel with a woman or something or another man, amen. Women with women, men with men, and then some are homemongering and carrying on, and they come Sunday morning back to the Sunday morning nightclub, amen. Because many preachers in those places, they in it for the money, amen. And they'll tell the people what they want to hear. Amen. The Bible tells us, 2 Timothy chapter 4, preach the word, be instant in season when they like it, out of season when they don't like it. Reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come, Paul said, that they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn their hearts away from the truth and be turned unto fable. It's out here now in America and across the world. Amen. Men just decide to set up their own headquarters. Amen. And they can go out and preach whatever they want to preach. Just keep you good. Then bring those bands and music and everything up in there to make you feel good. And a lot of people, that's why they go to the nightclub and leave the nightclub with beer on their breath or alcohol on their breath, and then them smoke that marijuana and everything or shot up that heroin and everything, come there and feel good because they're in the Sunday morning nightclub. And a lot of the men in the pulpits are telling them what they want to hear, not the gospel. Just making them feel good. Got those big bands in there. They just left out of nightclub. Now they're coming to the Sunday morning nightclub, feeling good. They're screaming and hollering, falling out in the house and everything else, just acting crazy. Amen, because they're feeling good. Bible told us to preach the word. Preach it when they like it. Preach it when they don't like it. Amen. Reprove them. Rebuke them. Exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine. Why? For the time will get come that men will not endure sound doctrine. You know, there are many that might be listening to this program now. They cannot endure sound doctrine because they'd be going to their Sunday morning nightclub. Amen. With alcohol on their breath and marijuana, just smoke on their breath, that dope smoke and everything else. And then shot up with all that heroin and everything else that they can shoot up to stay high, and they come into church still kind of high and over. Amen? The Bible condemns all of that. Amen? The church that's in the Bible is one church. The church that Christ died for, the church of Christ. Amen? And you have to come there decently and in order to worship God in spirit and in truth. Not to come in there to hear the Sunday morning nightclub and you half high and you feel a little drunk from all alcohol you've been drinking and just feeling good and the man up in there screaming and hollering and just ain't telling you nothing from the Bible, just making you feel good. And every now and then he'll say a few words and then the pain will kick you in and make you feel good. Yeah, that's all it is. I'm feeling good. He passed that 3 or 4 or 5 times that Sunday. Amen. And he got his money in his pocket. Sunday morning nightclub. Amen. Listen to the Bible. Amen. We come to church to worship God in spirit and in truth. Amen. Shady, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making the melody in your heart or your mind unto the Lord. Amen. No, that's why your mechanical instruments, music is in your head. Not no band, not no drums and organs and pianos and saxophones and guitars and other. Just with your mouth, make that melody in your heart unto the Lord. Amen. Preach the word. Amen. Take the communion every Sunday. Amen. Give every Sunday. Amen. That's what the Bible teaches us to do in the one true church that's in the Bible, the church of Christ. Christ died for the church, hung on Calvary, spewed his blood into the earth. Amen. Blood and water. And that's why we're born afresh. You got to hear the word, Acts 15 and 7. Believe it, Hebrews 11 and 6. Repent of your sins, Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. Confess Christ to be the Son of God, Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32. And then be buried in the water grave of baptism for the remission of all your past sins, Acts chapter 2, verses 37 and 38. Rise up from a creation in Christ. Continue to be faithful to that church. The only church in the Bible is a church of Christ. Amen. In AD 33, it was founded. Amen. Look it up and study it and obey it before it's everlastingly too late for your life and soul. Amen. Brother William, Brother Johnson.
I was just sitting here listening to all of that song preaching. Yes, sir.
Amen.
God was
Amen.
So powerful that man got to be just out of his mind and don't believe it. Yeah.
Amen.
Out of his mind, I'm telling you like it is. Man don't want to hear what God got to say. Something
Amen.
About man. I noticed something about man. When trouble comes, call it on God. Calling God on his side.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, please help me.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm dying now. I'm going to leave this earth. Don't let me go yet. Don't realize that the time is coming.
Yeah.
It's closer and closer. People dying by the hour, by the minute. Hard to keep it on. See the things happening. Railroad tracks. Planes are falling off on bridges and cars.
Yeah.
Oh, we see all this happening now. Oh, God, you let man get away with nothing. Oh, we got all kinds of things going on. And it's not even these movies falling on this. It's not even with these women. Going on all over the program.
Yeah.
Now they're getting all caught up. Now see these movie stars say, we ain't going to pay you no more money. We're not going to give you this no more.
That's right.
So what we gonna do is let's expose it. So now it's being exposed. What I'm trying to get you to see, brethren, if we don't stick with this Bible, we're gonna go to hell too. We must stick with the truth. John 14, verse 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32, Jesus said to the few that believes on him, if you continue in my word, you are truly my disciple, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Amen.
You want to be free from your past sin, you got to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul says in Romans 1, and beginning at verse 15, he said, for so much is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, but it's the power of God unto salvation to them that believe it, first to the Jews, also to the Greeks. But therein is the righteousness of God to see from faith to faith, as it is written, just to live by faith.
Amen.
Oh, we got to get it right on earth.
Yes.
Oh, God telling us every day, get it right. I'm letting you all around you, and you ain't coming to me like you should. God just come to me. How do you come to God? You repent.
Yeah.
The Bible says repent.
Exactly.
R-E-P-E-N-T. son baptized. About 3,000 souls added unto him. Oh, we got to obey God by verse 89. Though he were a son, he learned obedience by the pain he suffered. He returned the father and sinned to buy salvation to them that obey him. Oh, you got to obey God. Not to break up. In Jeremiah chapter 22, verse 29, he says, oh, earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord. Oh, we ain't hearing the word of the Lord no more. We hear the words of men.
Well,
whatever man says is all right. But what did God say? Got to go back to the book and find out what God said. God said you got to clean it up. Right on planet Earth, or you're going to hell anyway. The world, the Bible tells me in Psalm 9 and verse 17, all those who have forgot God,
returning to God.
All right. Bible is right. We don't want to hear the truth, Brother Will.
Amen.
But the truth is in the book.
Yes.
By what basis? To go to hell or die in hell, don't even make heaven. Because the world is dying every day. We can't turn the TV on without somebody getting shot up. You know, the woman today was in our home. And somebody got the woman up. And the baby is pitiful. Oh, Lord, have mercy. The world is study acting foolish. Then we got all these homosexuals. Ellen McGinnis. Oh, how can that be so? That is for fulfilling what the words of God say. Oh, we got all kind of things going on. We got government in tomorrow right in our backyard.
Yes.
Say it every day.
Amen.
Can't get away from it. God is letting us know you're not going to get away from me. The Bible tells me in Numbers chapter 32 and 23, be sure your sins will find you out. Oh, brother, we have our sins are going to find us out. Oh, we're going to see it, Lord. We're going to see. Oh, look how we looking now. Oh, we crying now. Oh, we want the politicians to give us a break.
Yeah.
But now we can't get the break no more. Why? Because we're not going back to the Bible. We're going to follow the politicians and the hustlers, bucklers, and all kind of things. We're not going to read God's word. It can't help us. That's what they're saying now.
Yeah.
Oh, we got all kind of preaching going on. We just tell lies on the Bible. We're not going to preach the truth. We throw a little bit of that in there, but it's not really the truth. Because man and follow Satan so long, and now I'm just going to dress it up. Satan got all kind of preachers. He got all kinds. He got them that wear the smooth suit. Then he got those that got those maroon lips and those mini skirts and those high heels on. We got all kind of preachers today. Women say God called them to preach. But I don't read that in God's word. And then they got their husband and their boyfriend believing in that. Oh, God called me to preach. Show me in the Bible why it says God called you to preach.
All
right. He called Apostle Paul to preach. You call it to the gospel. Oh, we're going to pay for it. Pay for it now. All the leaders are leading this country wrong. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 13 through 16. All they're leading is wrong, Brother William. They're just lying on the nation. They're lying to the all over the globe. False everywhere. They're even in the brotherhood. That's all over the world now. You don't know which one is right. You got to go in and search the place out before you can worship with them.
Amen.
You got to search the place out. It's so sad.
Yeah.
Then we got some just don't want to do what God says and claiming to be a member of the Church of Christ. Oh, Lord, how much you said the right word, Brother Will. Hypocrites is all over in the church. And Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 1 and 2, he said, get rid of it. But we won't get rid of it. We just throw up study holding on to it. I don't like you. I don't want you for a preacher. I don't want you to tell me nothing. I do what I want to do. I'm grown. I'm 3 times 7. I'm 21. Now I'm a man. I'm a woman. So I do what I feel and please. Forgot about God.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. You forgot about God, because God don't call you grown people. He calls you children. Because you act like children. You act like little bitty children, praying with the word and then stealing the word. Do you know we're stealing God's word when we don't tell the truth?
Right.
We're telling lies on the word. We're telling lies on the word. Do you know it's going to say all of that stuff? You're always going along with the wrong thing. The Church of Christ preachers want to be friends with the world. I heard a man tell me a while back, oh, all the young people leaving the Church of Christ. You know why? You ain't teaching them. You ain't teaching the word of God. That's why they leave with it. They said, we go somewhere and just say anybody, you get it fine. That's the reason why they leave. There's a shameful God. I think that all these gay homosexuals, they're slipping in the back door, and now they want to be free. Everybody want to make a dollar. Everybody claiming Christ, but they ain't in Christ. Lord, have mercy. If the Church of Christ comes back to God, they won't do it. They're so stubborn. If that the uncircumcised you, uncircumcised people today, uncircumcised Gentiles, they won't listen to God.
Right.
God said, I'll fix this thing. I'll let them go down. Let them die. Let them go to hell. God said, I'm going to say, don't really follow my book. Don't follow it. They ain't got no hope. You ain't got no hope outside of Christ. All the hope is in Christ.
Yes.
Bible feels on the throne. When I say that, I'm talking about God is on the throne.
God is the word.
He won't do what he says. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, we're going to cry. Just cry. Cry. Always cry, brother. We can get strength without God's truth. The Congress, the Senators, all they talk about is giving us a raise, giving us this, and cutting taxes. But it still ain't helping America, because the people are laying on the White House while I'm crying today, trying to stop all this old bullshit. It ain't going to work. Sorry, Brother William, I just have to say it that way, but it's getting strong. Look at the fire still burning in California.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the world today. God, I ain't going to stop a tax today. With God, come on, everyone that says, Lord, Lord, to enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven, many which I have prophesied, cast out devils, did many wonderful works, so profess unto them, I never knew you.
Amen.
Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. Why? Still lost in sin. Can't get it right. Oh, I do good, Brother William. But the Bible tells me in Ephesians chapter 2, 39 and 10, all that work that you're doing ain't doing you no good. You've got to be in Christ to get the credit of God.
Amen.
If you're outside of Christ, it don't do you no good.
That's right.
No matter how good you say you are. We got to get in Christ out of. Every knee gonna bow one day and confess that Jesus Christ is the one. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 through 11. Oh, we're gonna confess it one day, brother.
Yes.
Oh, we're gonna confess it so we die. You'll be on the sick bed. Stand there in a hospital bed or in your bed. We're gonna say, Lord, spare me. Why, Lord? Word. I've got my ministers.
Yes.
To the word. They preach the gospel to you. No, I don't want it. Secondly, that's all it was to it.
Amen.
I don't want it. Oh, I want to have a good time, Brother William. I want to dance, shake my legs, as they say, and shake my hips and get on down the road. Drink all the wine I can. Smoke all the crack I can. Smoke all the cigarettes I can.
Yes.
And then laying in a hospital bed and can't even eat. Can't even do nothing.
Right.
Got to get somebody else to help me.
Yeah.
I'm just breaking down. I'm breaking in my heart and I'm breaking in my body. And this body was supposed to be care of, but I didn't.
That's right.
God did not want to touch me. I was supposed to be living in that body. You put God out the body. Because God can't change. All sin is God can't open the devil. Lord, have mercy, brother. Look at it. Take a look at it, you brethren. Oh, this is going to go down. It's going to hell. It ain't coming up. It's going to come up. You got to be the Bible says, repent. Children of Israel had to repent. And we got to repent today. God is only one of us. Stand powerful and ready.
Yeah.
We won't be So what all those who are claiming to be Christ are in Christ. Because God. Revelation chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. Oh, God is moving the capital. God got Christ born. How high.
Yeah.
Oh, they're fooling themselves, Brother Wee. Try to tell them, and they get that. I don't want to hear that. You don't know what you're talking about. My mom and daddy taught me this, and mom and daddy don't even know this. They say mom and daddy this, mom and daddy that. They coming.
You're
coming back.
Uh-huh.
And not only that, Brother Wilson, Revelation 22, verse number 12. Some coming back. I'm going to have my reward for all of those who are faithful.
Yeah.
And those who I don't get. That faithfulness is eternal life. He got it down and forever. The spirit of God. If you don't have the spirit of Christ, dead. Romans chapter 8, verse 9, and also in Jude 1 and verse 19.
Yes, sir.
You don't have it, you're dead. Dead walking around. God does not favor dead things unless it's
standing.
Don't repent and change the praise of the wicked. I'm a child of God. No, they're not. You know who the child is? It's the child of the devil and stand the child of God. That's what they're saying. Because Satan got plenty of children. God got it. The it almost caught him on your face. His hand make it to heaven. Better be practical. I'm hoping I'm one of them. I'm hoping I'm one, Brother William.
Yes, sir.
I don't know about you. I know about me. I know I'm trying to go to heaven. I got to stay with the book.
Yeah.
Anybody that wants to stay with the book, that's their business. I'm going to stay with the book.
Yeah.
God's good. You haven't heard the message tonight?
Yeah.
Believe the message tonight? Got to repent. Luke 13:3. Got to confess. Matthew 10:32. Got to spirit and water. 38.
Yeah.
247. And the Bible tells me, but as you oh, there ain't no other church in the Bible but the church of Christ. The church of Christ stands alone with God's approval, but it was only church for the heaven. Ain't no other church going there, Brother William.
No.
Only the church of Christ. He already set it up.
Yeah.
The church of Christ from heaven.
Nine.
And if you don't get in it, not going that way. Oh, this is awesome. I think I said enough tonight, Brother William. I didn't want to take a lot of time, but I wanted to let others know. What's the place? Turn it over to the front. Well, there you go.
Brother Brown, Father, Jonathan, where you are, thank you tonight. Thank you. Gospel presentation. Thank Brother Jonathan, Brother Father, and myself for God that we taught. Jesus expects those of us who want to be saved to obey him. God commands every man everywhere to repent of sin and accept gospel will. Acts chapter 17 and verse 30. Without faith and repentance, no way. We hope that somebody learn something. They use their mind tonight. They want to serve God.
Amen.
Go to the Church of Christ. Go to me. Go to the fellowship and obey the gospel to be baptized into Christ for the removal of your sin.
And
be added to the spiritual kingdom of Christ, the family of Christ, spiritual household of Christ, spiritual church of Christ. And walk faith God. Rise from the eternal reward of Jesus Christ. God bless you, every one of you. Let us pray. God, we thank you. Thank you. Those who denounce sin, immorality. Heavenly Father, we know that all forms of immorality, all will be good, will be fine. They're afraid that God is in the error of their way. A truth, everlasting. And thank you for the word. Thank God for the call. Life. Blood of that blood able to cleanse us from our spirit and all. That's what today. Come together the next time. Not the most of us. And Jesus' name. Amen. And good night, Brother Parker, Brother Brown, to our radio audience. God bless you.